063, the incredible beauty of Krishna's lotus face, the sweet sound of Krishna's voice mocks the singing of the bees, cuckoos, flute and vina. Rivers of beautiful jokes, poems and songs continually flow in all directions from the immortal nectar lake of Krishna's throat. All glories to the immaculate face of Krishna. Krishna's ears, cheeks, nose, lips, chin and jaws are its petals. His teeth are the stamens. His tongue is the whorl, and his sweet smile is the honey fragrance. Krishna's eyes are the hummingbirds. His eyebrows are the female bees, and the curling hairs on his forehead are the male bees. Aha! Krishna's chin defeats the elegance of a blue lotus petal resting in the moon rays. Krishna's chin is slightly lower in the center and raised on both sides. Perhaps this was caused by Mother Yashoda, who used to press his chin with her thumb during his childhood. Krishna's chin is completely captivating, a flood of refined beauty. Krishna's jaws are a net of sweetness to catch the bird of everyone's eyes. Krishna's beautiful jaws elegantly underline his face from his ears to the chin. The shape and softness of Krishna's ears to feet, soft, half-moon-shaped cream tarts called saskulis and a knot of kusa grass. The radiance of Krishna's famous Makara Kundala attract the eyes and minds of all. May Krishna's splendid ears always remain within my heart. Krishna's ears are forever eager to hear Radhika's proud teasing and crooked insults. With their enchanting shape and reddish hue inside, Krishna's ears look absolutely gorgeous. Krishna's cheeks are two full moons nourished by the nectar of Radhika's kisses. Besides stealing the pride of sapphire mirrors, Krishna's cheeks are the dancing stage for Krishna's Makara Kundala earrings. Krishna's lips, which are constantly bathed by his gleaming teeth, look like leaf blossoms floating in a milk ocean. Krishna's lips, moistened by his nectarine saliva, are glossier than red cherries. When touched by the flute, Krishna's lips produce a melody that instantly steals the minds of everyone in the world. Let the bright lips of Krishna forever shine within my heart. Krishna's lips are the jewel boxes for storing the gopis' wealth. Krishna's lips are Radhika's life-giving nectar cups, adorned with her stunning teeth marks. Mukunda's teeth outmatch the charm of pearls, diamonds, budding white kunda flowers, and ripe pomegranate seeds. Krishna's teeth become red by repeatedly relishing Priyaji's honey lips. May the moonbeams of Krishna's smile be glorified. Krishna's smile destroys the anxiety of his beloved devotees. A mere portion of their mercy can submerge the world in the nectar of his compassion. Shyam's moonbeam smile makes waves in the ocean of Radhika's prem. Shyam's moonbeam smile makes waves in the ocean of Radhika's prem. Lakshmi and all the celestial devis only covet its fragrance, but the Brajagopis fully imbibe its sweetness with their honeybee eyes. Krishna mixes the sweet nectar of his smile with his beautiful flute song. Krishna's tongue gives birth to gems of poetry, and Krishna's tongue is expert in relishing the five flavors of sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and pungent. Although Krishna's tongue flavors the entire world, it is eager to enjoy the nectarian taste of Radhika's lips. Thus, Krishna is a true connoisseur. All glories to the tasty rasala drink. A rasala is a very wonderful drink, which is basically a yogurt drink. Yogurt mixed with sugar and honey and black pepper and ghee and camphor and cardamom. So the tasty rasala of Krishna's speech is flavored with the ghee-like prem. Honey smile, sugary jokes, and scented with the camphor of his words. Although Krishna's crooked speech is filled with double meanings, it relieves the gopis from the fiery pains of Cupid, brings pleasure to the world, and eclipses the pride of an ocean of nectar. Krishna's gorgeous nose curves like a sapphire sesame flower or Kamadev's sapphire arrows. It conquers the beauty of a parrot's beak. Krishna's eyes are dark blue and surrounded by white like circles of moonstone. It seems that two restless bees have landed upon a white lotus. Did the Creator paint Krishna's eyes white with red borders after inserting a sham-colored centerpiece? Krishna's beautiful eyes are a downpour of perfect beauty, a waterfall of compassion, and a flood of Cupid's rus, inundating the entire world in ecstasy. Krishna's elongated reddish eyes have enchanting eyelids. May the wonderful eyes of Krishna, gently rolling with the intoxication of youth, always appear in my mind. Krishna expertly breaks the shield of a woman's chastity with his glances. Although such glances are rarely seen even in dreams, they pierce the heart more than Cupid's arrows. But the beneficent donors of Krishna's glances always fulfill the desires of the poor. The arrows of Krishna's dancing eyebrows not only pierce the restless minds of every beautiful young gopi, but they leave them spinning. Krishna's notorious crooked eyebrows make Kandarpa's arrows seem like blades of grass. Has Kalyanag offered his two daughters to Krishna? It seems they are hiding shyly over Krishna's eyebrows where he has placed them. But upon seeing the gorgeous Brajagopis, these snakes become envious and bite them. The gopis then faint from these snake bites of lust. Krishna's forehead is shaped like the moon on the eighth waning day. It is anointed with kumkum tilak and designs from colored earthen powders. With its border of curly hairs and creeper-like eyebrows, Krishna's forehead serves as Cupid's instrument to capture the doe of Radhika's mind. Shyam's handsome hair seems like nets cast by the fisherman named Cupid to catch the minnow-like eyes of the gopis. Krishna's glorious hair is long, thick, and curly, equally trimmed, glossier than a swarm of bees, and more fragrant than a blue lotus smeared with musk. Sometimes Shyam's handsome hair is tied in a bun, a half juti, or left open. In whatever way he wears his hair, Krishna's hair is like the dear spot on the full moon of Radha's heart. May we always remember Shyam's beautiful curly hair. The parrot Manjuvak says, male parrot, what more can I say? Krishna's transcendental body is a limitless ocean of the sweetest nectar. It is the topmost abode of pleasure for the eyes. The eyes of anyone fortunate enough to see the beautiful transcendental form of Krishna will never reach the satiation point. The eyes of anyone fortunate enough to see the beautiful transcendental form of Krishna will never reach the satiation point. Lord Ananta cannot fully describe the splendor of Krishna's beautiful transcendental body even with his thousands of mouths. After concluding their glorification of Krishna, the male and female parrots became choked up with sattvic emotions, submerging in an ocean of happiness. The gopis became overwhelmed by hearing this wonderful description of Krishna's beautiful form and face. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 16th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete.